In the cleanup feasibility study, we projected that downgrading of priority zone A, the closest monitoring well would drop below the MCL within about a year. But there may have been a little bit of confusion about the timeline that was provided in that feasibility study. There was a 12-year estimated time for a monitoring well within the capture area for priority zone A versus 8 years of priority zone B. And that doesn't really apply to areas further down gradient, like at domestic wells in the San Martin area. In that area, as we move further away, the concentrations are already approaching the MCL. I think, like Hector said, most of these wells are, I think all of these wells lie between 6 and 8 part per billion. So we're already already near the MCL level. And to put that in perspective, if the hydraulic capture of priority zone A leads to only a 10% decline in concentrations of those domestic wells every year, which I think is a reasonable expectation based on what we've already seen, all of those domestic wells currently above the MCL, those less than 50 wells, would drop below the MCL within 3 to 7 years. Adding priority zone B then really significantly increases the level of work and engineering that would be required, and it doesn't provide any incremental benefit. In fact, there's only three wells, and I'll show them on this slide. There's only three wells that would be directly affected by, is this line? Yeah. In this blue circle, there are three domestic wells that would be directly affected by expansion to include priority zone B. And I need to state a premise here that when we read the revised cleanup and abatement order, we understood that to likely require a second extraction well. And I understand from the supplemental information provided yesterday that the staff board doesn't necessarily believe that that's a requirement. So obviously we haven't had time to reevaluate that, but on the premise that a second extraction well would be required further to the south in this area somewhere, those three wells would be the only that would be directly affected. And it's important to note that two of them are already below the MCL, and the third one has an IX system already installed. We're concerned that by increasing pumping to the south of those wells, we would actually be drawing higher concentration perchlorate into that area. And that's not consistent with the intent of the cleanup and abatement order, I don't believe.
Into what area? Can you show me with your pointer?
Where these wells right now are located.
Right.
Those are currently, two of the wells are actually below the MCL. The third one already has a treatment system installed. Our point is that by pumping groundwater further down gradient, rather than capturing it here and letting this area attenuate, we could be inducing a gradient to pull more perchlorate to the south, in addition to our concerns over the extra engineering required to capture and treat and dispose of the extra water. And just while I have the map up, the two wells that we talked about earlier are located right here, and the third well that's about a quarter mile away is, I believe, this one. Right on, that's Fisher Road.
Yes, Mr. Shellcross.
I got a question for you on this. So the proposal is to put the extraction well at the bottom of the plume there, of the Zone A plume?
Yes.
Which is in two sections, as I see it. So, I mean, arguably, you could be pulling perchlorate from the top part of Zone A down into the part of Zone B that's separating them, right?
Let me make sure I understand. You're talking about, in addition to this extraction well, we could have another one up here to capture?
No. What I'm saying is there's a well in between the two zone A's. See that well?
This one?
Yeah.
Yes.
So presumably if your extraction well's at the bottom, then you could be pulling, just as you were arguing that we shouldn't be pulling perchlorate into the three wells at the bottom, you could be pulling more perchlorate toward that well in the middle.
Understood. How that particular well is a monitoring well.
Okay.
So it's not a domestic well, and I apologize for not distinguishing between blue dot and another blue dot. But
yeah. And then is it your guys' contention that wells are the only reason you should be pulling out the perchlorate, just if there's a well in the way?
No.
If there were no wells?
We would still be concerned about this, the requirement to capture priority zone B, because the current plan, once we remove priority zone A, priority zone A is the only thing that's supporting priority zone B, if you think of it that way. So by removing the plume core, the priority zone B concentrations will attenuate very quickly, as we've seen beneath south of the site.
And this actually gets me back to my original question. What decides where priority zone A is? This 24.5, what's the, why is that a magic number?
Well, there's, it generally refers to the highest concentrations. I don't know that there's any magic associated with it, but...
I mean, is there some reason it's not 20 or 30? Is there some scientific reason?
Well, the number itself originates from the PRG, right? From the EPA, preliminary remediation goal. We began to use that as well as the 11 part per billion and the 6 and the 4. Those are, if you want to refer to them as magic numbers, that have some meaning. When we contoured this and we looked at the distribution of the plume at that breakdown, it was clear that this neatly delineates the core of the plume, and that by removing that, which will have a direct benefit on priority zone B,
right,
that would be an effective cleanup approach.
But what if priority zone B was priority zone A and priority zone C was B and D was C? Then you could say B is the core, right? And that would affect priority zone, the new priority zone B, right?
You could certainly change the definitions and you know, do things around, but we're following the EPA guidance of the preliminary remediation goal in the absence of any state specific number like that. So it's not a magic.
But we do have a state specific number, right?
6.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Well, background is not a magic number.
Sir, you don't need to answer his question.
Okay.
Now, but in further up to what Mr. Shawcross is asking you, so with the extraction wells in Zone A, you're going to obviously expedite the removal of perchlorate in Zone B.
Correct.
I mean, it makes sense to me that if you get an extraction well in B, you're going to further expedite the removal and a lowering of levels in both zones.
Well, and there is some clarification. I just want to, for everybody's benefit, when we put in when we start operating this extraction well, the capture area is not going to be designed to somehow custom fit the red contour area. I mean, it's a hydraulic capture area. In all likelihood, it's going to already include priority zone B to some degree as far as the lateral extent of that. Although we're still in the process of testing the well, and frankly, we don't know yet how big that capture area is going to be. Our concern, again, was on the premise that a second extraction well, particularly if located to the south, because this orange area is also priority zone B. The way the revised cleanup and abatement order reads, we would be required to hydraulically capture this area, even though our current plan projects that that area will clean up very quickly in response to the hydraulic control up gradient. And by extending and enlarging the hydraulic capture area by another extraction well, almost tripling the amount of water to capture that would incur delays, which is the basis of our concern.
Is staff proposing that the Zone B extraction well be put on the bottom end of that contour?
No, we were. We recognize there's so much uncertainty with respect to the extraction well. I think Olin mentioned that the extraction well is essentially complete. Last week, the well was still being drilled. There's so much uncertainty with respect to the production capability of that well that we want to leave open the possibility that one well may be able to capture priority zone A and B.
And this is the zone A well that you're talking about right now.
Correct.
It's going
correct.
In right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And there's no more zone B further south?
No.
Off of this chart?
The extent of zone B.
Okay. Okay.
Just one more question.
Go ahead.
And so why don't you have an extraction well also at the bottom of the other zone A? You have two zone A's there.
Right. Well, with respect to capture the plume core, this is a very rapid moving groundwater plume. This capture area from this well will extend to the north to encapsulate all of Priority Zone A. The benefit downgrading to the domestic well owners, it wouldn't make any difference. It's still cut off. Everybody downgraded still gets the same benefit.
But wouldn't you get it sooner?
Well, possibly, but I think our the idea here is let's start with this and see how it goes.
Okay.
That's partly the element of the contingency plan as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The clock has stopped during that interlude, so
okay.
I'll restart it.
Just a few more points on the Priority Zone B. Again, on the premise that a second extraction well would be necessary, and given that yesterday's supplemental information clarifies that that may not be the case, a second extraction well, the greater capture, really amounts to a significant cost increase on the orders of millions of dollars. These costs came out of the cleanup work plan in Appendix C this past year. The delays, again, would be incurred not only to the installation and the location of another extraction well, but all the engineering and re-engineering that would be necessary. Now, again, perhaps these delays are not necessary, or not necessarily incurred.
I have to stop right now, and the reason is we got to do a closed session. We need our teleconference phone to bring someone else in. And we're going to lose that at 12:31, that window to bring someone in on this conference call. So I apologize for that.